What's up, campers? Welcome to another episode of Tales of the Trails, a podcast where your three favorite scouts talk about their adventures in the wilderness. Except today, we're sitting at home and we're talking to you about our Christmas wish list slash our Christmas buying guide. If you don't celebrate Christmas, just gifts, because who doesn't love gifts? Doesn't need to be just around late December. It could be whenever you want to buy and sell and give gifts. But today's all of, we're just going to say Christmas because it's easier. Today's all about the Christmas, what is it called? Christmas gift guide. That's what it is. Before we get started, don't forget to follow us on all our socials, check out our website, and let's just get this thing on the road. AJ, take it away. What are we starting with?
Christmas, right? It's the most ponderful time of the
Oh
year.
God! Right off the bat.
Starting off
So
strong, I see.
we're gonna give you some good recommendations for people to buy Christmas gifts that are the outdoor camping people. We kind of put this list together, some known brands and products and some of our favorite products and some of the products that we want ourselves.
And
So
hey,
hint, hint.
yeah,
I
family
was about
members,
to
if you're listening.
say, if you. Yeah, well, family members, but also if you don't know anyone who's like into camping and get outdoors stuff, well, one, you don't know any fun people, but two, you know us and we would love some of this stuff. So if you want to send us a present, we can tell you how. But
Or you can
that's for a later time.
get one of these items for someone and like encourage them to go camping, even if they're not campers themselves.
Yeah. All right. Go for it, AJ.
Item numero uno. We're gonna start off with the good old sleeping bags, keeping you comfortable and warm. So the first one we're starting off with is the C2 Summit Trailhead Synthetic Sleeping Bag. This is a relatively basic sleeping bag. It's a mummy design. It's got synthetic goose. It goes down to 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's priced at $159. It also packs up really small into a stuff sack, which is a little bit taller than like your normal Camelback water bottle. So the reason I chose this one is, it's basic, it's small. There's nothing fancy about the design, but it just works as a sleeping bag. So,
Okay.
what do you guys think about this
It's
option?
pretty nice. It looks pretty nice. The mummy is
I
good.
like it. The only problem with it doesn't go low enough. It's gotta be negative 15 or nothing else.
Negative
Mean,
15 or nothing
depends
else.
on where you live too,
Yeah.
right? And you can always get like a blanket or an insert or something. But
A good fleece blanket,
yes, that's what our DTS says to do.
Fleece blankets, yeah, those are like $6 to $7 tops. Campers love them. I mean, I love them, so I don't know, but yeah, fleece blankets are great. $159 though, it is kind of pricey.
That's actually cheap for a sleeping bag, though.
You think so? I mean, yeah, the next one you've got on our screen is 240, so we'll see. But
Yeah.
no, all
It's
right, take it
definitely
away.
not your stocking stuffer.
No.
But it could fit in a stocking, though how small it packs up,
With the
so.
stuff. The one thing though is that sleeping bags are a good investment. So if you get a camper a sleeping bag for Christmas, you won. You are the top gift giver.
Yes. All right. If you guys don't have anything else, we can move on to the next one. Our second sleeping bag is the Big Agnes Echo Park. This is not necessarily a mummy bag. It's kind of like tapered towards the bottom and it's like rectangular and it's
I would
got like
call it
a
a mix
hood.
of both traditional mummy bag and like a
Like a
square thing you put
rectangle.
over, yeah.
Yeah, you got that. So this bag has four different temperature options. The negative 20 is the lowest it goes, and that is $239. It goes 20-degree increments, so there's 0, 20, and 40. The 40 is the cheapest at 169. Very nice number there. It's synthetic as well. And some of the really good qualities about this one is it has a special slot in the hood for a pillow, a blow-up
that's
pillow
nice.
Or anything.
That's nice. Don't lose your pillow in the middle of the night, right?
And, yeah, it doesn't move around or anything. It also is on the bottom, it's got little slots so you can put a blow-up or a regular mattress in it.
That's nice.
So when you're sleeping, you don't roll off the mattress.
That's pretty cool.
And, I need that. I always roll off my mattress.
Well, like, when they make the mattresses so small, like, what do you expect?
Yeah. Well, that's another really nice one. Negative 20 degrees. What was it? $240. But I mean, guys, if you're looking for something that's like $100 or cheaper, check out Coleman bags. They aren't the conventional mummy design, but they do the job. Most of them are under $100, and you can find them for that are, have temperature ratings of 20 degrees ish. They're good bags. I don't have a specific name, but Coleman does some pretty nice sleeping bags. So if you're looking for sleeping bags on a budget, those are nice ones. Should we move on to the next one? What's our next item?
Our next item is the bed rolls.
Bed rolls.
Andrew was pretty excited about the bed rolls because he's got
This is my favorite thing to talk about. The thing you sleep on.
Yep. All right, Andrew, take it away.
For our first sleeping pad, we have the Climate Static V sleeping pad. It costs about $43.96, and it weighs about 18.7 ounces. This is also an air pad, so you have to blow it up with air, which might be inconvenient for cold weather camping. But it also means you can get packed up into small, tightly packed up.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments on it?
It's an air pad, right? So as you said, it can be tightly packed, but the temperature of the air underneath you can change. And that's why I prefer closed cell, which is like things like foam or foam. Actually, mostly they're only made out of foam. But my personal opinion, I like the foam ones, and I can talk to you guys about one of the top foam ones once we finish this.
Yeah, I'll add a couple things. So the first thing is the dimensions. It's 6 feet tall. So if you're a tall person, you know, you might have to get a longer sleeping pad. You have to find one that's longer that will fit you. And the other thing is the R value. When you're looking at sleeping pads, look at the R values. And basically it tells you how much insulation the pad gives. And it's on a scale from like 1 to 5, five being the highest.
1 to 6, I think.
Okay, something like that.
Yeah.
So this pad, it has a value of 1.3. So it doesn't give you that much insulation, but it gets you off the ground, which is good, and it adds the padding. So it might not be like winter weather camping, but it could be like a three-season camping pad.
And also on here, it says the warranty for it, it's a lifetime. Like with most camping gear, like it can last quite a long time as long as you take proper care of it.
Yeah. On the other side, closed cell is a really good option. Usually,
which
there are
happens
values
to be our next one, Aditya. Yeah. So
the R values are usually higher.
So
Andrew, you're a big fan of them.
I love them. Because even though I roll off them all the time,
The one that I see the most, I don't have this one, but the one that I see is the Therm-a-Rest Ridge Rest Classic Foam Camping and Sleeping Pad.
That's the one I got
originally. Is that the one you've got? Yeah. So these are usually either fold-up or rollable. I like the fold-up ones better. I think they're a little more compact and easier to transport because they won't roll around everywhere.
They're smaller. They're like you can put them in like a mesh water bottle pocket. Mm-hmm. They look like the egg carton design.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the rolling one like it's just like this weird groove thing.
Mm-hmm. But they have an R value of 2.0, which is a little bit higher than open celled or the air, the inflatable sleeping pads. And this one's only $20 for a 6 foot by 20 inch or 72 by 20 inch. And then the large one $30 is 77 by 25 inches for $30. So they're a little bit cheaper. They're a little bit warmer or more insulated. And this is only, this is half a kilogram. I don't know what that is in ounces. I feel like I should know that, but I just don't. And you can find these virtually everywhere if you just look up closed cell sleeping or camping pads. Most of the ones you will find are going to be the inflatable ones because those are more commonly sold. But I find that the closed cell ones are the way to go.
But if you are going to get one, don't get any like flat, smooth ones because those right. ones, although they're cheaper, they're not very good. And like, they're like yoga mats pretty much. Don't get yourself a yoga mat.
Yeah. So, we were talking about like sleeping pads and I noticed the ones we're sharing with you are the R values are pretty low.
So
I went to REI's website and they have the, it's called the Camp Bed Self-Inflating Sleeping Pad. It's going to be very expensive. It's like $100. The R value on it is 7.6.
That's insane.
So, that's so good. It has a lot of insulation. And my dad has the sleeping pad. He got it because he wanted something very comfortable. It's a very thick mattress. So I've tested it out as well, and this thing is very comfortable. The only thing is it's really wide and it's not good. If you're going base camp camping or like to summer camp or something, this is perfect. But if you're going backpacking or any place else, it's not practical at all.
Yeah, I mean 7.6 for an R value, but it's also it says what, $100 to $120. It's a good product, but you kind of got to think about, you know, do you want to spend that type of money or do you really need it? I think anything higher than 6 is for like extremely cold weather. I mean, if you're in Florida going camping once a week, you don't need a 7.6, you need like a 0.6. Okay. So yeah, kind of think about your conditions, what type of weather you're going to be camping in. But we don't want this to be a repeat of the gear shakedown. So let's move on to our next item. Which is,
all right.
So the next one is
the
a hammock.
Famous.
The AJ's famous hammock.
Best sleeping.
Let's not start that argument.
Set up. The hammocks. Jesus. Hammocks. So, you know, there's the famous Eagle Nest Outfitters or Eno hammocks. Yeah, please sponsor.
I could really use a hammock.
Yeah.
I could.
So the one I have is the double nester. So it's supposed to fit two.
For whenever AJ has any friends over.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it because, you know, there's extra room and it allows you to, like, I take the sides and I just, like, wrap it around me.
Yeah.
So that acts as a bug netting without the bug netting, kind of. you know, because I'm cheap.
Budget pug netting.
Exactly. The thing is, like, these are, they're kind of expensive. They're $70 for the hammock itself.
I don't think that's a bad price.
It's a good hammock. It's going to last you forever, basically, yep. Unless you're one of our leaders, Evan, who we were at the freeze-out last year.
Didn't he, like, rip it?
He had his set up. And there's a little rip in it. In the middle of the night, it just split down the middle.
You could
and
hear
just
him.
Fell face first on the ground.
Yeah. So, I mean, $70 for a hammock isn't a bad price, considering...
Because a hammock is supposed to be a cheaper tent, pretty much. Right. That's the main idea. So most tents are probably going to go be like around 100 or maybe higher, for at least a good tent, at least.
Tension systems are sold separately. You know,
is that a fact?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually one of the things on their, like, their asterisk. It says some suspension systems sold separately.
You got to.
I think the customization, though, right? Because if you're looking at this website, there's probably like 30 color options you can choose from.
Yeah, there's a lot.
For one hammock.
Purple and black, my favorite. No.
Yeah. I have. The one I have is. Is gray, and then
31.
The
31 customization options.
Outline is red. That's just the one I got. That's
yeah, they're nice. I mean, hammocks are nice. That's a really nice brand too. So good find. But yeah, then you got to go buy straps, right? Don't give a camper a hammock on its own. If you're gonna give someone a hammock as a gift, make sure you buy the suspension systems as well. They can buy the bug nets and the rain tarps and all that, but suspension systems are the only way to hold a hammock up, unless you get crafty. So,
which how much are the suspension systems, AJ?
$40.
So the one I have, I got the XL straps, and they're called Atlas. That's Eno's brand. They're $40. If you want longer ones, like, they're going to be more expensive. Right. But, you know, I don't think you really need anything that big or long, depending on where you're going.
Well, it seems like it's like the accessories with it, the suspension system, is just going to bring it up to almost like an average tent cost, so.
Yeah, I mean, you could put it that way.
So I guess that's where, like, the, you know... Where the price range is between a tent and a hammock could probably be kind of similar.
All right, moving on to tents. AJ, take us away. What is our first tent?
So this tent has been on my wish list for a while. This is probably the first. This will probably be like the first tent I buy. The only problem is
it's all in Spanish.
My website, Amazon website's in Spanish somehow. I don't know why. luckily, I take Spanish, but I don't
understand
it. It's
a Google Translate thing in the...
Yeah. Yeah, I see.
The Coleman RAV, whatever that is in Spanish. You got to type in a language.
It's RAVs. So basically, this tent Coleman makes for their European store. And the only place you can get it is Amazon, but I don't think... They're not available right now, so you might have to go to eBay to get it. But I don't know, this tent. It's always been like a really cool tent for me. I don't know why. It just looks really cool. It's a 2-person tent. It's green and it just looks nice. And that's
I would say that's what I'm different going from for. Many traditional tents with like one door. It's got two doors like on each side.
How much is it, AJ?
It's about $100, I think.
It's not bad for a tent. No, I think it's $120 US dollars. Yeah, it says US.
I don't know.
Okay. No, that's not bad for a tent at all. I think there's so many different tent designs, and like it would take us a week to find like the ideal tent. All right, so that's a lot for a Christmas list. Lots of big presents for underneath the tree, but now. You've got your stockings over the fireplace, so let's talk about our stocking stuffers right after the ad break.
We're Andrew Goes, Nothing grows.
Welcome back to our Andrew Goes, Nothing Grows segment where I do whatever I want.
So today, because today we're not taking a hot take.
Yeah, today we're picking out our stocking stuffers. So we have picked out a few items, and we're going to talk about our items that we picked out, whether we like them or not.
You're going first.
Oh, I'm honored. So I'm going to talk about towels. Now,
starting off with a bang.
I'm starting off strong.
Starting off strong. Let's go, towels.
The humble towel.
Towels are very important. Okay, I mean, everyone get them. Okay. But this specific towel brand here. Let's see, the Mandels, I think. Yeah, Matador.
Matador.
Yeah, Matador.
All right, so this has a very, very good blanket, very good towel. I guess you probably could use a blanket as well, but you could never go wrong with a towel, guys.
It packs up into this really small.
I need towels, guys. That's the bottom line.
Yeah,
Andrew, it packs up in a really that really small container, which can fit on a keychain. So that's like,
which I probably would lose like day one,
and you would break it.
I would eat it.
So the Matador Nano Dry Packable Shower
it's,
towel.
It's $35. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's $35. It's a bit expensive for a towel, but it's a good towel though. It's dries
it's
real
that,
fast.
Like, microfiber material, so it dries quickly and it's like feels comfortable. It's like the swimmer's towels that you see. They're like really thin, but they dry quick.
All right, who's going to go next?
Super light. Let's see, what else? I want to see. Nanofiber material means it can hold more water. Doesn't feel wet. Because wet towel just feels disgusting. Cool. Cool find. Cool stocking stuffer. What's your next one, Andrew?
My next one is a cookbook. Now, I'm a big fan of cooking. I don't know if people know this about me, but I love cooking. And the cookbook that we have here today is the Camp Out book, Inspired Recipes for Cooking Around the Fire and Under the Stars. I don't know. You can just pick out a random cookbook, but I don't know what to say about this, guys. It's just a cookbook.
I mean, you can start with the price.
I'm looking at AJ's screen. It's $15, not pesos. $15 regular cover. $10 for the Kindle version, which is not very convenient if you're going to be camping.
Yeah.
You kind of need a hard copy of some sort.
Cookbooks are great because like they have like Dutch oven cookbooks, just straight up over the fire cookbooks. So you can make so many different things while you're camping, and like you literally never fail to surprise yourself with a cookbook and a little bit of dedication to what you want to eat.
All right,
that's the last one. The best thing about cookbooks is it gives you the times that it's supposed to take to cook, so you can plan
very
that.
Important. Especially if you're doing more large cooking amounts, if you're cooking a large amount of food. So for the last one, I chose waterproof matches, and they're $8, and they're the REI UCO Storm Match Kit, $8, like I said before. These are pretty solid matches. They look like they could survive water.
I would hope so, considering they're waterproof. Yeah.
Andrew, do you know the science behind the waterproofness of the matches?
Do you?
No, I don't. Can enlighten us?
I was hoping you would know. My guess is that it's in a waterproof container.
No, the match itself is waterproof.
Is it? It floats, right?
The matches float.
I'm pretty sure they float.
I think it has something to do with nylon. But I was just going to say, you know, the matches are super convenient because they're not very expensive. They come in a very small kit. And I think that's really cool. I'm right now looking up the science behind waterproof matches because my curiosity has taken over me.
All right, I'll just talk a bit more about it. 25 windproof / waterproof matches. So you get 25 matches, which is not a whole lot, but it's still matches, you know, 25. I mean, that's 25 fires right there. If you can do one match and you're all set. Three strikers and one waterproof case. Okay. Pretty good stuff. Okay.
So I found the science. So basically, we should call REI out. There's no such thing as a stormproof match. Okay? Because
it's just a name.
Right. False. Hey, you know it was also just, well, that's a story for another time. But Red Bull
ride in the streets.
Red Bull got sued for $14 million, and the guy won $14 million because he didn't physically grow wings after drinking Red Bull. Because before, this is just a funny story, because before, they used to spell wings in their slogan with one I, referring to physical wings. Now, if you check their slogan, it's spelled with three I's because they lost money. So, hey, if you're a lawyer out there
listening, hit us up if this is a legit case.
No, but the extra material that they add, I think it's a it's like a wax. It basically just prevents the wood of the match from absorbing water, and when you absorb water, you can't light as well. So that's the quick science, but it's not stormproof. And a stormproof match kit. Well, I guess it's, I don't know. We'll have to. Lawyers, hit us up. Anyways.
All right, let's rate Andrew's list.
Yeah, let's see. Hear it.
We guess cookbooks think. And the towel is super important. I
can't give you a 10 out of 10 because my list is obviously much better. I'd give you an 8 out of 10.
I will give you a 6. Sorry.
That's fine.
So average rating for Andrew is a 7. And then we'll see how we match up later. Okay.
Andrew, how do you rate your list?
I'd probably rate it like a 4 on essential.
Okay, but your rating doesn't count. AJ, go. Just start.
All right, my first item is a lantern from Goal Zero. It it's called the Crush Light Chroma, and it's one of those ones that like you can open and like crush flat. It's really cool. It's $24.95, so it's not that expensive, and they make up one that's cheaper, but that one only does one light variation. This one has 6 color options.
Whoa.
You can choose from, aside from regular white. You got the green,
oh,
the light blue,
God,
the dark blue, the tangerine, the purple, and the red.
Oh my God.
Right? And if you didn't know, it also has a solar panel on the top so you can charge it with the sun. Or
really?
Micro USB. Yeah. You can also do regular charging, but you can use the sun.
You know what I don't like about this website? The product is $24.95, but they do free shipping on orders only over $25. Meaning you got to buy something else if you want that free shipping.
Is there tax?
Well, tax is never accounted. So
that's unfortunate.
Yeah. AJ, why don't we move on to your next item?
Yeah, you know, just get hooked on the colors, right? Uh-huh. Lots of colors.
I like
colors. All right. The next item is the first aid kit. The humble first aid kit, right? You need a first aid kit if you want to survive.
Mm-hmm.
The one I chose, it's a little extreme, right? It's the brand is My Medic, and it's called My FAC or FAK First Aid Essentials Pack. It's got everything from A to Z for this. So I'll give you the price too. It's $120, right? It's expensive. I also went with the basic one. I could have gone with like the advanced kit that's like $200 and it's got like a tourniquet and everything. But I don't think we'll be needing tourniquets. But this one, you know, it's got like the medicine, the gauze, the band-aid, scissors, ice pack,
nice,
ace bandage, splints, and it all fits in this like this small soft container, right? So you know, I think if you're willing to spend the money for a good first aid kit, this is the way to go.
You know, first aid kits is always very important.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Especially all right,
what's your last one?
The last one is for that person with the resting Grinch face. See what I did there? My pun's coming in clutch.
Yeah,
talking right. About me.
Yeah, sure.
Who are you looking at?
So these are, honestly, this company I think was on Shark Tank. I don't know what happened
were.
To them.
Yeah, they were.
It's called Dude Wipes for the dudes. Basically what it is, they make these wipes and you can get 25 packs. And you know, when nature calls, you go, and you know, we all do it, right? We go number two on the trails, and basically, you know, you got normal toilet paper. It's kind of bleh. You gotta step up your game. Go with the dude wipes. These are wipes that are biodegradable. So when you dig your hole, you can just put them right in there, cover it up. You're clean. The environment's clean. Everybody's happy. Get yourself some dude wipes. And
it's crazy how this guy has made so much money off of just selling people the idea of having a clean ass.
Whoa.
Like, one of the tabs on his website is literally just called butt. And he sells bidets. Like, that's incredible. But dude wipes. Okay.
Andrew. Hey, don't knock on him. You didn't think of that idea.
Andrew, scale of 1 through 10, how are you rating AJ's?
Probably you can also up. Factor in the presentation too.
Of course.
So minus points for that.
So the first aid kit, that's pretty important. So it's like it rounds you up to like an 8. Torch light, that gives you a +1, so maybe like a 9. Dude wipes.
I mean, think about the colors. The colors, man.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, are they bright though? Like, what's their? What's
you
their...
want to have a bopping party tent, Andrew?
But are
also did I mention they bright, that the colors?
But
like,
they're not. Can, they don't have a good usefulness.
They
know?
Can change colors too, right? You know, you all can right, go.
All
right.
I'm wait, not no, the AJ, mood. Hey, I'm not down. Hey, the no coercion. I gotta hear Andrew's rating.
I'm not down the colors, AJ. I'm just saying, it's not that. I doubt its brightness. Okay, so I'm gonna give you like a 9, maybe like. 8.5. How about that? 8.5.
I was like, 9's high.
Yeah.
All right. The torch, I don't think it's very useful. I think you could have found a better product.
We're both dissing the torch.
First aid kit. The first aid kit, I'm okay with. That's not a bad idea. Well, actually, it's kind of a necessity, but besides that, dude wipes are just like, I like the biodegradable, so you're getting points for that, but like, it's. Stocking stuffer wise, it's not bad. It's just, it's not a camper's number one priority.
All right, next time you go camping and you don't have any toilet paper in the troop, and you're not getting any of my dude ones.
Okay, all right. If we're doing point fives, I think I'm gonna give you, 6.5.
Ooh.
So that's a rating of. That means oh yeah, now you have a 7.5. All right. So Andrew's got 7. I've got 7.5. Or AJ's got 7.5. But just you wait. All right. I've got 4. So, but all of mine are equally amazing. So You can just rate three of them if you want.
It's a rigged system. Rigged system.
No, I'll rate all four.
My first one, I'm just going to start off slow. My first one is the life straw. All right. Clean water, pretty much anywhere, uses the ultraviolet or the ultralight. No, what's it called? It uses like UV cleaning for the water. It's super, super dependable. And it protects against bacteria, parasites, microplastics, dirt, sand, and any cloudiness in the water. You can put toilet water in there and you know, it'll come out like sparkling bottled water that you get at only the French hotels.
So it says it can protect against parasites. Does that mean I can drink Andrew and not
be, well, you can't be, drink Andrew because then he wouldn't be on our podcast.
By his I'd be parasitical free. Activity.
Listen, I'm not taking questions for my presentation. Okay. the single life straw is $20. I've wanted one of these for a while, but I've never honestly had like a good reason to have one, so I've just never bought one. But $20, the one cool thing is that Life Straw as a company is dedicated to clean water around the world. So supporting their company means supporting children and the goal of safe water for children all around the world. You can buy them in packs of three. You can buy personal cases for them. It's just an overall great product. And they're super, and it was really, it's whoever came up with them, like they're doing something right in their life. Well done.
How much water can you drink before you have to replace them?
1,000 gallons.
That's pretty good. That's one day for me.
But
Andrew gets super bloated.
1,000 gallons is a lot of water. Might not sound like a lot, but it is.
It's quite a bit.
All right. My next product is a notebook. I think when you're going camping, it's always important to have a notebook and a pen and a paper. So pen and paper, you need a nice notebook. And I think from experience, my favorite notebooks are the notebooks from Foots. Their basic product is $10. It's called Original Craft. It comes in three different styles, blank paper, lined paper, and graph paper. They're super small. They can fit into like a pocket of a pair of 5.5 inches. Comes with 48 pages to a notebook. And they're an overall really nice product. And they have like fancier ones that I think they have like a National Parks notebook that's $13. And they also sell pens and like pencil cases, but the notebook itself is what I recommend. I usually take the lined paper ones, and those are the $10 ones. So check out Field Notes. Those are my number two stocking stuffer. All right. Third, wool socks. You cannot go wrong with wool socks. My two favorite companies are Smart Wool and Darn Tough. Smart Wool's socks range anywhere from $20 to $25. Obviously, there are cheaper ones and more expensive ones. The ones that I get are the classic merino wool crew socks. Those are the ones that just go like about a foot up your leg. Super comfortable, super durable. I wear them for my cross country meets. They're an overall great sock. They're really, yeah, they're comfortable. They stick to you, but they don't create like sweat or, they don't blister, which is awesome. It's really hard to find a nice sock that blisters, and they don't shift around in your shoe. So Smart Wool socks are the way to check it out. Those are what you want to check out. And last but not least, the best thing that you can find in your stocking on that Christmas morning is a knife, a good pocket knife. I recently got AJ onto the Gerber Hall assisted opening knife. AJ's smiling on the Zoom that we're on right now because he just knows how good this knife is.
No, I was smiling because the link is still in Spanish.
Well, no, this isn't – I don't even know why it's in Spanish. I don't. Such a nice knife. Super firm and it is like – it's – if. I mean, with my hand, it fits perfectly. I've got all four fingers wrapped around the blade. I've got a very firm grip on this knife. It is pricey. When I bought it, it was $41 off of the Gerber website. However, it's no longer there. Where you can find it is Amazon for $49. But it's a very good knife.
Or eBay. eBay, you can get it for cheaper too.
It's got a really nice safety mechanism and locking mechanism where you have to press two buttons to get it open and it locks. And I'm playing with it right now as we speak, and I cannot budge this knife. It's super strong. The blade is big, but it's safe. And like it's got a lanyard hole, it's got a belt clip. This knife is everything you could ask for, and it's super simple. So the Gerber Hall assisted opening knife for $40 to $50. If you go other places, it could be cheaper. But yeah, those are my four stocking stuffers. Boys, just tell me right now that I got a 10 out of 10.
AJ, you want to go first?
No, Andrew, I think you should go first.
So let's start off.
Because I'm gonna end this man's whole
Let's
career
start off strong here, okay?
with
So
my
you started
ratings.
off with wool socks, okay? That's a solid 10 right there, okay? You mentioned notebooks, so that brings you down points. Now you're at 8, okay? Life straws, you stole that from me, so I think it brings you down another one. Knife.
Wait, what?
You stole life straws from me. I was gonna say
No,
that.
no, no, no.
All right, that was a pre-recording stuff. I'm not supposed to tell you that it's that, but knives. That's okay. In total, I would say you're probably like a
No
7.5.
way. Those are the best four things, and you're giving me a 7? You gave AJ an 8.5 for his crappy light.
That's true. All right, that's true. Okay. All right. Reconsidering.
Well, no.
I deserve
You
at
already gave
least
your
a
rating.
9.
You already
No,
gave
he
your
can
rating.
change. He can change.
Since
The 7, he can
AJ just
change.
cut me off here, I'm gonna have to agree that this is actually a 7 now.
Wait, what? Wait, what? That's not how it works.
All right. My turn to rate. Honestly, I'm a very competitive person, but I'm trying to be as unbiased as I can, even though I want to win.
We're winning
So
today.
we'll start off with the life
He's
straw.
gonna give me a
The
three.
life straw, it's good, right? You can get clean water. The only thing is, you're a little elfish if you buy one,
Oh
right?
my God.
Because it's only a one person thing.
How? No.
You're gonna have multiple people drink from the same
Well, it
straw.
sounds bad during a pandemic, but like before, we used to do it all the time.
I guess. Also, you got the plastic one instead of the metal one, that are all better. But I'm not gonna hold that
Well,
against
I
you
mean,
because
1,000 gallons,
expensive.
it's not bad.
We'll start off with a solid 8 for the life straw, and then you went to notebooks, right? Hitting me where it
I
hurts.
know you're a big fan of notebooks.
I love all those tiny notebooks, like the Moleskine notebooks and all these other notebooks. I absolutely love the notebooks, and the Field Notes brand is just amazing,
Yes, it is.
right? I would spend like $100 on notebooks there, but I have a little bit of self control, so that pops you up to like a 9 maybe. And the knife as well. Hit me where it hurts,
That
right?
puts me at a 10.
The Gerber Hall, I'm hooked on it, right? I use it all
It's
the
so
time. You're
good.
selling trees for the Lions Club, volunteering, and just whip it out, open the tree, put it in the stands, and
Boom.
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 And then you kind of turned me down at the
The
wool
scout socks.
socks,
I forgot the scout socks.
right? You didn't put the most important
Yeah.
socks, the
I
scout
betrayed
socks,
you
right? We have songs about the scout
guys.
socks,
That's because scout socks
but
don't belong in the stockings. They belong on top of the tree.
no, you use the scout socks as the stockings.
Don't come big enough.
But the smart wool ones, you got me with the merino wool. That's a very good material. So I
Scooting.
think I'm going to have to give you a 7.99.
Wait, that just puts me like, no! For the record, 7.999 puts me just under a 7.5 average score. AJ's score was a 7.5, meaning he technically won. Piece of shit.
Actually, I won.
No, actually, technically with the math, there's no difference between 9.9 repeating and 1. So technically, well, yeah, it's the same thing.
I don't care.
But I was joking. I was joking. You had some fire things. I give you an 8.5.
Thank you. That does put me on top. But hey, it's not about the stock. We're campers. We share our gear. Hey, if we're playing golf, yeah. No, we're campers. We share our gear, and so we all won here. Those are some of our favorite stocking stuffers. We're gonna post. Actually, we posted this on our Instagram and on our website, so we 100% recommend that you guys check this out. But before we sign off, the best thing you guys can do is support our podcast during the holiday season. We're out here grinding for you guys, 4 episodes, 4 weeks in December, one episode every week. We had one last week on the 6th. Today's the 13th. That's when you're hearing this, hopefully. Then we've got the 20th and the 27th, 2 days after Christmas. Even through the holiday season, we're creating episodes for you. So if you're feeling generous and you feel like giving, you guys can become monthly subscribers to our podcast, giving us $1, $4, $1, $5, or $10 a month. You could also send us a gift on PayPal and send us a fun message, and we'll shout you out on the podcast. All of that's on our website. But also, go check out Pursuit Retro and buy some Christmas presents for yourself. We have a link on our Instagram bio, and we have our own 10% off discount code at Trails Podcast. Go check all of that out. We thank you guys so much. Look forward to 2 more episodes this month. Happy holidays. Get shopping, because Christmas is right around the corner. New Year's is right around the corner. People are celebrating Hanukkah right now. I don't know when Kwanzaa is, but Kwanzaa's coming up, or maybe it's already happened. It's holiday season, baby. It's gift-giving season. So check that out. Support our podcast, because we would love that. But we'll see you. We're signing off for now. Happy holidays, guys.
Just be generous. I said I was going to be my normal punny self. So we fish you a Merry Christmas. And hopefully we get when we get to the new year, we'll put 2020 in the past tense. Oh my
God. There we go. Signing off for now, guys, from the Trails crew to your crew. Happy holidays. We'll see you guys next time on our next adventure on Tales of the Trails. Peace out, guys.